Welcome to SU Ag Podcast. I'm Dexter Newman, your host. We have a great show lined up for you today. We have a hot topic, and we'll be speaking with Dr. LaShonda Hodges, who's an associate professor of plant and soil sciences at Southern University College of Ag. The hot topic is, it's all about industrial hemp. Keep it right here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Here's your check. Oh, you got it.
You know, since I got rid of my car, I really enjoy walking.
Hey, got it.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates.
Oh, you're home early.
You live with your mom?
That'll set your game back a few years. Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. And today we have with us Dr. LaShonda Hodges. She's Associate Research Professor at Southern University's College of Agriculture. Dr. Hodges, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me today.
All right, Dr. Hodges, look, let's get right to it. Because a lot of people want to know, what is the difference between industrial hemp and medical marijuana?
Basically, it's the THC content, which is the chemical that deals with when people would say ingest it for medical reasons. So it doesn't have that same chemical in the industrial realm, because the industrial realm is for fiber production, seeds, things of that nature, not for medical purposes most of the time.
No. Okay. And is it currently legal to grow industrial hemp in Louisiana?
Yes, it is legal to grow industrial hemp in Louisiana, but also you need to realize there is a licensing process you have to go through in order to legally produce in Louisiana.
Okay, well, since it's okay to grow industrial hemp, what are some of the first steps to get started?
Step number one, I would plan out the economic cost of it. Number one, the cost of seed. Number one, the cost of maintaining, obtaining and maintaining your licenses. So in Louisiana, there are different types of hemp licenses, and each one of them costs you $500 a year. So you got to plan that cost in. Also, fertilizer costs, pesticide costs, those type of things just that you have to think about for any crop that you do. Also, you need to soil test. That's number one. So it's a lot of things you need to do before you even put a plant, if you think about putting a plant, hemp plant in the ground.
So with that, if someone thinking about a get rich quick scheme with this, or jump in, make some money real fast and get out, what suggestions would you have for someone like that?
I would suggest don't do that.
Okay, why would you say it? Why?
Because, you know, especially if you're doing a CBD end, you can cost, it can cost $2,500 to $6,000 per acre. That's estimated, depending on the variety and all those type of things. It could cost to produce the CBD end. Now, if you're just doing straight fiber, which is another another area of industrial hemp, you can pay possibly $800 for every 10 acres. And let's think about this. It takes 50 pounds of seed to do 1 acre.
Seed, it can get costly, very costly.
Yes, very costly, very fast.
Very fast. And what about having the actual love for growing this product, this plant?
Yes, I would say you need to have a passion for it. You also need to, because this plant is very finicky. That's what I've discovered in my research studies. My first grow, I really had to baby them. Like, I was at the greenhouse like all day, every day, checking on them, making sure they had, they were my babies. I literally had to check on them every day, you know, make sure they weren't getting any pests, because pest is a problem, whether you're doing indoor or outdoor in the field. They can get spider mites.
Okay, I was just about to ask you what pests.
Yeah, white flies, things like that. So you definitely have, it's a crop you actually got to spend some time with to understand where it is in the growth pattern.
Okay. And with that, is there such thing as organic growing and pesticide spray without that on it, with it and without it, I should say.
Well, there are some EPA regulated pesticides they say that's okay for industrial hemp uses, because, you know, not for human consumption things.
Oh.
Which would be more like the fiber and things like that. But also, if you're going to grow organic, you know, one rule of the organic or natural process is with no artificial chemicals or artificial amendments to the soil. So that's something you would also have to consider.
If you are just joining us, we're speaking with Dr. LaShonda Hodges, Associate Professor of Plant and Soil Science at Southern University College of Agriculture. And we're speaking to her today about industrial hemp production.
Can someone grow medical marijuana in their backyard?
No. I wouldn't suggest that. I would suggest that. Now, that's a whole different licensing process.
Correct. Okay.
Than industrial hemp. They're two separate industries. So that's what I want people to understand. Another thing, if you grow industrial hemp and then it exceeds the 0.3% THC level, you have to destroy it.
Whoa. Okay.
You have to destroy it. Yes. So.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying, so though that testing is done, you know, by Louisiana Department of Ag and Forestry. They are the administrative body for industrial hemp production in Louisiana.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, what is the role of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry with industrial hemp?
With industrial hemp, they are the issuers of the licenses for the state of Louisiana. They also they work with the enforcement of the regulations and policies that allow you to operate industrial hemp operations, have industrial hemp operations in the state of Louisiana.
Now, if someone, they may have a piece of property or something in their backyard and they want to grow hemp. Well, is there a minimum number of a production area that's required, so many amount of acres to grow hemp?
No, it's not a minimum area amount.
Okay. So, of course, you could just have a small garden in the backyard if you wanted to grow it, that sort of thing.
You could, as long as you're following the rules and regulations of the production. So that's why I say you really need to be aware of what not only Louisiana Department of Ag and Forestry, so our national rules are set by the USDA. So we need to make sure that you're following those sets of rules in order to produce.
Okay, that's the federal USDA, United States.
Yes, Department. I'm sorry. Acronyms. I'm sorry. The USDA being the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I'm sorry. I'm so used to
that. Oh, no, that's okay. Just for those that just may be tuning in and just don't know what that's for. Yeah, that's all.
Thank you for reminding me. I use that acronym so much.
Oh, that's okay. I do the same thing. Someone may want to market and sell CBD products. Mm-hmm. What are some of the requirements to get started with that?
Well, now that part, CBD, is regulated by the Louisiana Department of Health. So that will be the first place I would say contact if you're interested in doing CBD related products.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can a person sell their harvest hemp to a processor out of state?
Now that all depends on your licensing and also the rules and regulations of the state at the time. So I would say one thing is very important is whoever the contact person is for hemp, if you're truly interested in starting an operation, I would be in close contact with them, because it's better to ask up front than have a oopsie later. So I would say definitely stay in contact with the state representative for hemp operations in Louisiana.
And also in obtaining a license to grow, handle, or mm-hmm. process industrial hemp, mm-hmm. who can do that? Is it offered to just anyone, or you have to be certified?
Well, one thing that you have to do is you have to pass in Louisiana, you have to pass a federal and a state background check to make sure you don't have any any infringements on your record, because that's important. Also, people can apply. All the license applications are on Louisiana Department of Ag and Forestry website. So I would suggest that that you refer to their website to get all the little details that you need in order to apply. But there are four licenses in Louisiana.
How many licenses you say? I missed
four.
Four.
Okay. Yeah. So it depends on, again, when you get ready to start a hemp operation, you need to know what do you want to do. So that's very important. What do you want to do? So the licenses that we have depend on what kind of operation you want to have. That's what's very important about it. So for licensing, now license fees, no matter which one, separate ones you have, they are currently $500 a year. You can see this information on ldaf.state.la.us /industrial hemp. And that's where you go to find all this information. So you can have a grower's license. A grower's license is a person that can possess, store, cultivate, trim, dry cure, and transport industrial hemp. Then you have what you call the seed producer. This is the person that will sell approved seeds and transplant. So, you know, all your products still have to be evaluated by Louisiana Department of Ag and Forestry. So they have people that do that. Then you have a handler. This is a person that can commercially harvest, store, grind, clean, package, those type of licenses. And also you have a processor license. And this is where you can store, transport, process non-consumable industrial hemp. So that's why I say it's very important up front to know exactly what you want to do so you know what type of license you need to apply for.
Okay, and those that are just joining us, we're talking about industrial hemp, what it's all about, and how could, if you're interested in growing it, what do you have to do, the first steps to do to get involved with it. We're speaking with Dr. LaShonda Hodges. She's an associate research professor at Southern University College of Agriculture. And Dr. Hodges, so far, the information that you've given, it's a wealth of information for those that want to get started, have some knowledge about hemp, industrial hemp. And you also compared it. You gave us the differences between that and medical marijuana earlier in the interview. And Dr. Hodges, we want to thank you for taking time out to be with us today. And we hope that our listeners and those viewing learned something about this industry as a whole. I know that I have. And is there anything else you would like to say, Dr. Hodges, before?
Like I would say, if you have any questions, you can always contact the Southern University Ag Center industrial hemp team. We're listed on the SU Ag Center website, and our information is there. And also, if you have any regulatory information on getting started, please contact the Louisiana Department of Ag and Forestry.
Okay, good deal. And Dr. Hodges, earlier you called out a website. Could you give that information one more time?
Oh, sure.
If you have it available.
I do. It's ldaf.state.la.us/industrial hemp. And that will get you to the Louisiana Department of Ag and Forestry industrial hemp site. So that's where all your applications are. You can read up on the types of licenses and things like that to help you get started. So you get an idea what you may want to do.
Okay, that's great, Dr. Hodges. And once again, thank you for being a part of this program, and we'll be in touch with you, Dr. Hodges.
All right, thank you for having me again.
You're welcome, and take care.
You too, bye-bye.
I'm your host, Dexter Newman. And thanks for joining us for another edition of SU Ag Podcast. And remember, every day we use some form of agriculture, from the time we wake up until we go to bed. From clothing, gasoline, food, and bed linens, agriculture is all around us. Join us as we interview your JAG favorites and bring you the latest in agriculture news on the SU Ag Podcast.